to the right side of goaltender Jarry, his first start of the series. As the Ducks possess the puck, it's Ryan Poehling to the front. Off a skate towards the net, and it's stopped by Jarry near the goal line. Poking away, scramble. Ducks think they have won the game, but there is no signal from the officials. It was Ryan Poehling who sent it to the front. It went off a skate right into the equipment of Jarry. Ducks think they won this hockey game, but we never got a motion from the officials. They just showed the replay up top, and that puck is right there at the skate of Jarry on the goal line. Did it cross all the way?
Well, the view I saw, that should be deemed a good goal. Now,
Amber, I don't know if that went all the way across the line.
You could definitely be right on that. And hitting the overhead view, all the skate blade. So here's the thing. The white portion of the blade holder of Jari's skate could be on top. That's going to nullify this call. But regardless, we're going to get a definitive answer right now.
Take a look in a review on top of it that must come back.
Well, thank you, Ryan Poehling, for now. And we're going to have an extended review. And that blade holder. So we know the puck is fully the red line. That's for sure, but here's the problem. The top view, the blade holder and the blade is covering the definitive section of the puck in which you need to make that call, meaning if you can't see the white ice between the goal line and the puck, it could be a cause of concern for the Anaheim Ducks because it's got to be conclusive. And even though it may seem as if the puck fully crossed the line, if something is in the view and if it's going to block the sight of it fully being crossed, the rule has it that it needs to be clear sight line. So following those rule books, just with the overall shot that we saw, there's a good chance that it could be deemed a no goal. But you just, folks, you never know how they call these. It's been called so many different ways in the past. So just judge this one.
Well, it has to be, as Emerson noted, 100% conclusive evidence to take it off the board. That's what we're doing around, is taking it off the board because it was deemed a good goal initially. So now you can ask, as Emerson listed out everything there, there has to be enough evidence to take it off the board. But that last look on the ESPN replays that we got, they're in freeze frame mode. And here we're going to get it one more time. And here's where it's sliding across the line. It continues to go. Now, we're going to zoom in even more. That's right there before the stick of Murphy comes in. That looks like that thing is all the way across the line. And again, as you mentioned, Emerson, you have to have conclusive evidence, 100%, that thing did, because you're taking a goal off the board, not putting one on.
One thing I will say is I've seen it go the goal-scoring team's way with the view that we've seen. I know it's got to be conclusive, but there's just those odd, weird circumstances and times. And, boy, it's just, I think the best bet is if they can somehow get that angle of a near-sight camera before you get that overhead view, because that just seems like the money spot. Where is there a point in time where it avoids the skate and that goal line, so we could see that white in between the puck and the red goal line there? So, boy, this is close.
And you wonder, I don't know if you have the net camera helps us out at all. That's something we haven't seen, but the headsets are coming. We're going to have the call.
After review, the puck completely crossed the goal line.
Ryan Poehling wins the game in overtime, and the Anaheim Ducks take a stranglehold on the series with the two-time defending Western Conference champion Edmonton Oilers. They'll have a chance to close it out Tuesday night at Rogers Place after a 4-3 overtime victory in Game 4.
Attaboy Pales. He's the hero here in Orange Country. What a goal. It was a greasy one. It was a bad angle. Perimeter just toss on net. They don't ask how. And it's just, what a time to be a Ducks fan right now.
Ryan is coming down the left wing side. It was a centering pass. Just feed it in front. You know what they say. Good things happen when you put the puck on net. Poehling does so. It kicks off of a skate and leaks through Tristan Jarry. And the Anaheim Ducks win this one in overtime. 4-3. And can close out the Oil Tuesday night in Edmonton. In Game 5, it's a stranglehold on the series as the Anaheim Ducks win Game 4, 4-3. Well, that's going to wrap up this portion of our show. Stick around. Get your texts in, because coming up next, the Ducks Stream post-game show with Emerson Edom and Alexis Downey on the other side of this break. I'm Aaron Cooney saying goodnight. I want to thank our entire Ducks Stream crew. As Anaheim Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Radio Network is brought to you by UCI Health. Discover how a marsh can be healing. Get ready for a place born of the healing powers of breakthroughs and tranquility. This is where community meets innovation, where game-changing research takes place beside soul-affirming nature, all in the name of a healthier Orange County. Discover Irvine Hospital and Mercury Insurance. Ducks versus Oilers is brought to you by Mercury Insurance. Smart insurance for smart people. And Western National Property Management. DucksLiving.com, your new platform to score your dream apartment. And Yamava Resort and Casino. Play at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You win? Ducks Stream post-game show after this. You've been listening to Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn.
Hockey's not just a game. It's a clash of sticks. It's sprays of ice and crazy saves. It's slap shots and the scrape of blades. It's an endless series of touch-and-go moments that make you feel alive. Through the highs and lows, you march your way down the long road to the playoffs alongside your team. With your jersey on and your heart on your sleeve. Because they couldn't do it without you. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Store is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. A Fanatics experience.
Hey, Ducks fans! Smart drivers like you know all too well how frustrating rush hour can be. Next time you're in a jam, remember these pro tips from Mercury Insurance. Driving is kind of like hockey. Follow too closely and you could cause a pileup. So always keep 3 seconds of following distance behind other cars. Smart drivers don't rely on luck. They rely on great coverage. Switch to Mercury so the next time life throws a slapshot your way, you'll have reliable insurance to back you up. Plus, you could end up saving hundreds. Mercury, smart insurance for smart people.
5 Seconds of Summer are back. See them live in concert. 5 Seconds of Summer, Everyone's a Star World Tour. Playing songs off their new album, including Not Okay. Live at Honda Center, Saturday, June 27th. Plus, special guest. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. 5 Seconds of Summer, the brand new album, Everyone's a Star, is available everywhere now. For more, visit 5sauce.com.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
You did it again. You made us number one in USA Today's 10 Best for the third year in a row. You voted Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel the best casino outside of Las Vegas for the third time. And Yamaba Resort grabbed a first-time win as the best casino hotel. Enjoy the winning atmosphere at one of more than 150 gaming tables, more than 7,400 slot machines, and five high-limit rooms. That's not all. Grab a bite at the Pines Modern Steakhouse, voted the best casino restaurant for the third year in a row. You in? Details at Yamaba.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
2 minutes, 29 seconds was all it took for Ryan Poehling to close out this game in overtime. The Anaheim Ducks get the win here at Honda Center, 4-3 over the Edmonton Oilers, and take the series lead 3-1. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey, joined alongside Emerson Needham. Emmer, I feel like I'm losing my voice a little bit after this game tonight. It was a roller coaster of emotions, but about this Ducks team and their composure.
So I'm feeling lightheadedness right now.
Oh, no.
So I'm feeling a little woozy. I'm feeling a little dizzy. And I don't mind it, because as long as the Anaheim Ducks, they picked up the dub there, and we just discussed it. We didn't want to be here all night, right? We wanted a quick one. We wanted a quick OT goal by the good guys. That's what we got. That's what Pills delivered. But just going back to your point, just continuing to almost play better when they're under duress, under in battling adversity. This Duck squad, they're just fearless, and I just wasn't sure that they were going to deem that a good goal. But that one did remind me of Patty Kane's Stanley Cup clinching goal when he scored against Philly. It was a bad angle shot. He just ripped it a net, went underneath the tender. So definitely bring me that back, some of those vibes there from Patty Kane there. But that said, huge goal happened earlier in the frame, and boy, a commanding lead now in this series going back to Edmonton.
3-1 lead in the series, to Emerson's point. Ryan Poehling gets his third goal of the series with this overtime winner, probably the biggest goal of his entire career to this point. What a win for this Ducks team. We're going to talk about how they got the win. Now, going through our highlights in the first period, the Ducks were not able to get on the board. A little bit of a different story early in this one. Kasperi Kapanen, just 37 seconds into the game, got the Oilers going 1-0 after that. And then it was Ryan Nugent-Hopkins getting a power play goal, 2-0 after 20 minutes of play. We moved into the second period. The Ducks got their chances on the power play as well. And it was Cutter Gauthier getting a power play goal, cutting the Oilers' lead in half.
Delorme, it goes off the corner boards, dug out by Delorme, and back out to the point. Lacombe looks again, doesn't shoot. Hands off to Cutter Gauthier, right side circle. Led this club in power play scoring. Shoots and scores! Cutter Gauthier with a dart from the right circle!
and the Ducks are on the board with a power play goal. It's 2-1.
Huge goal for Cutter Goche. He now has three goals in the postseason as well, Emmer.
You knew when he was rounding that corner slightly there, good things were going to happen. But he doesn't need a whole lot of time and space. I mean, he just rounded it, turned the middle bar area, and boom, just rifled it home.
How did he find that space?
I have no clue.
Goal scorer.
Don't ask me. I have no clue. He found it there, though, top shelf. And, yeah, there was legitimately only enough room for the width of that rubber to find that back of the net. But hit a little piece of metal there on entry. And, well, that was pretty.
Late in that second period, the Ducks got another power play chance, and it was Mikhail Granlund, back-to-back games with power play goals, getting the next one that tied it up at 2.
Shines from a check, delivered left side, Kreider to the left wing circle, sets up John Carlson, and then a right wing side, Granlund holds on. And Leo Carlson, Granlund give and go, shoots and scores! Mikhail Granlund ties it up at 2.
Wow, it was loud on that moment, that's the initial thought, but what a your point, Emmer, I mean, the movement. It was a bit stagnant, and then all of a sudden we saw that.
Yeah, and it seemed like both units were tossing out something different, right? The other unit, not Leo and Mikhail's, as we just heard on that goal, but the other unit there, they were a little bit more stationary, longer passes, but quick passes, and they were able to buy time and space with that way. But the unit that was just out that we heard that goal from, Leo Carlson, yeah, a little cycle play, a little give and go. Down back through that seam, and that was a pinpoint shot. I mean, how about Granny coming in clutch again? His game continues to just thrive in when it counts most.
Over 20 minutes of ice time for Mikhail Granlund tonight, getting that tying goal in the second period, 2-2. The power play now, 8 straight games going back to the regular season where they've scored a power play goal. Things are really looking good on that end. And as I mentioned, 2-2 into the third period. The next goal would be the power play for the Oilers, and it was Evan Bouchard getting this one, 3-2 at that point. But, you know, you just can't count out this Ducks team, especially late in these games. They stay calm, something about it. And hey, it was Jeffrey Viel tonight getting the tying goal, also back-to-back games with goals for Viel. So let's hear Aaron's call.
Washi has it off the boards. John Carlson, left side, Lacombe knifes his way into the middle of the ice, hands off, there's a one-time drive, save, rebound, score!
It was John Carlson with the initial shot. Viel there in front. Puck bounces off of him, and he's diving as he shoots that one.
Well, Tim Washi had a beautiful chance there early on in that shift. John Carlson, I mean, he looked everyone off. He looked the shot off, and then he put it near side to Tim Washi for a potential deflection. Now, Tim didn't get a whole lot of that, and it just a couple passes later, John Carlson found himself in the midst of being a huge part of that play. He was in an uncomfortable position, backing up there en route to that clap bomb from the far point there. But, yeah, he wants to be a part of the action. Mm-hmm. And several times he could have been rewarded with assists. He finally was. Jeffrey Viel, he's just one of those guys where it seems like his play elevates during playoffs. And, you know, not a whole lot of point production from Jeffrey Viel, yes, there's times where he had a breakout game or two, but that's not his game, right? His game is just meat and potatoes, full 200-foot, getting on the forecheck, but he's just getting to the gritty areas. That puck just deflected off him, bounced right in his wheelhouse, and he slammed it home.
The best part about this, too, is you see that trust that the coaching staff has in that fourth line. You guys mentioned it on the broadcast. They're getting minutes late in the game. They're out on the ice, and, of course, it pays off. Lukáš Dostál made a really important key save on Connor McDavid late in the game. It was with the very edge of his skate coming in tight, and we went to overtime for the first time in this series. Ryan Poehling was the overtime hero. Let's take a listen.
The Ducks possess the puck. It's Ryan Poehling to the front. Off a skate towards the net, and it's stopped by Jari near the goal line. Poking away. Scramble. Ducks think they have won the game, but there is no signal from the
sent it to the front. It went off a skate right into the equipment of Jari. Ducks think they won this hockey game, but we never got a motion from the officials.
They just showed the replay up top, and that puck is right there at the skate of Jari on the goal line. Did it cross all the way?
The white portion of the blade holder of Jari's skate could be on top. That's going to nullify this call, but regardless, we're going to get a definitive answer right now.
We have a good goal on the ice.
Ryan Poehling in overtime. The Anaheim Ducks take game 4-3.
I genuinely don't know if I've ever heard Honda Center that loud.
Me neither. And even going back to my playing days, I mean, we had some loud, that first round against Detroit was loud there back in the 2013 playoffs. The following year, the two following years playoffs, just so loud. And, yeah, being a part of the Western Conference Finals there against Chicago, I mean, the barn was buzzing. But to your point, Alexis, yeah, it's the elevated in-game experience. DJ JoJo just blowing. Yeah, right from puck drop, right? The flight deck, everything about this, the new Orange Country and everything that's being brought here in these games, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for these fans. Each and every game, something new. I even saw a picture with the drone ducks there flying around prior to puck drop and so on and so forth. I mean, fans are loving it, and tonight was no different.
Beckett Seneca, after Friday's game, said it sounded like an army out here in the bowl, and the players could hear it in the locker room. So I feel like that's kind of how it sounded at the end of this one.
Yeah, no, that's a good analogy there. So, yeah, it's like their troops going out to battle, and you have the ovation from all the, I guess, mm-hmm. I don't know, people
Orange
supporting
Country.
The military.
It's
yeah,
Orange Country.
Orange Country, yeah.
This is Orange
sending
Country.
Their troops off, I guess. I don't know.
Fear the flock, as we like to say at Honda Center here. In the postseason, the Ducks take a 3-1 series lead after an overtime thriller, 4-3 over the Edmonton Oilers. Game show, including we'll get to hear from Jeffrey Viel, what we've seen from him, and get to hear his thoughts on how this one completed. Don't go too far.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
She was the sister who went unnoticed.
A daffodil might look plain next to a lily, but on its own, there is much to be admired.
Now, her greatest chapter is yet to come.
The most important thing is to be yourself.
From the world of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice comes a new BritBox original drama.
Mary, you will flourish.
Based on the best-selling novel, The Other Bennett Sister. Now streaming only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
California's number one casino just got better. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is now the only AAA 5-diamond rated casino hotel in the country. Become a Club Serrano member today and enjoy added perks like exclusive rewards at Monarch Beach Golf Links and Palms Casino Resort, Las Vegas. VIP at another casino? Trade up and take program at Yamava Resort and Casino. Voted number one casino outside of Vegas by Newsweek. Details at yamava.com. Restrictions apply. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
After 10 years, Mana returns to Anaheim. Two nights full of music, love, and rock and roll. Mana, Vivir's Ignited Tour at the Honda Center. Brand new production, all the hits, all the energy and passion of Mana live on stage. Honda Center, June 5th and 6th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Presented by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Your Anaheim Ducks get an overtime win tonight. Take the series lead 3-1. They're just one win away from winning this first round against the Western Conference champions from the last two seasons. I mean, Emerson, if going into this series, the Ducks were the underdogs. Granted, still need another win, but now you have a couple opportunities to close it out. It's just so impressive with how young this team is that they have been able to go through this process and not get rattled.
Yeah, and I think the expectations of them not being the favorites here in this series, right?
I think that's it. Yep.
I think that definitely helps. But going back to Tristan Jarry, at least I feel like figured out their goaltending situation heading into the next game. I mean, look, say what you want as the game went on, but boy, I mean, he held early on. He was the difference maker for them. I fully believe that maybe if Ingram was in net, that the Anaheim Ducks would have made it 2-2 early on or 2-1 with a lead from them. But this is a team that, look, they're scary. They're still scary, even though the Anaheim Ducks are currently up 3-1 right now. Once again, they've probably got a little bit more confidence knowing that they got somewhat of a goaltender figured out in the back end there. But, yeah, they have too much talent to even take a shift off come next game. So they're going to be battling. But the fact that the Anaheim Ducks have given themselves two opportunities to close out the next two games, including a potential game six here at Honda Center. Hopefully they close out next game. It doesn't go to that point, but to have that luxury is pretty special.
It's all about managing those highs and lows. The Ducks doing a good job of that coming into this game tonight, despite going down 2-0, not rattled, as we said, and they kept it rolling. So a couple good little notes here from our NHL stats page. The Ducks own an all-time record of 6-0 when they take a 3-1 lead in a series, a best of seven series. So granted, of course, all of the teams are different when you look at that record, but just a fun little note. Also coming into this game tonight, the Ducks were able to spoil the Oilers in game fours. Edmonton had been 10-0 in their last 10 in game fours. Another note here for you, Joel Quenneville earned his 124th career playoff win and overtook the second place spot for most wins by a head coach in Stanley Cup playoff history. So great stuff from there. We know what an illustrious career that he's had. And then the last note I wanted to mention here, NHL stats, Ryan Poehling scoring the overtime winner. Ducks improving to 25-15 in postseason overtime, which is the second highest win percentage among all teams. It's a .625 win percentage. So some good stuff there. But Emmer, we were talking about Jeffrey Viel. It's time to hear from him. Let's hear what he had to say about this game tonight.
Yeah. Questions?
This group has been. Is tonight just the latest example of that, especially with your goal there tying late?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we show a lot of character. You know, we knew they were going to come out strong, and they had a really good start. But, you know, we stuck with it. And I think as the game went on, our game got better and better. And, you know, we finally got the result.
What do you make of it? I mean, you guys have come up with late goals all year. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, it just shows the, you know, we're never out of a game. It just shows the resiliency of our group and, you know, our belief in each other, especially. And you know, we're always in it, always in it. So,
What did you make of that sequence there when obviously Brian's shot there? And, I mean, from your vantage point, describe just kind of what was going through your head.
Yeah, I mean, that was a message, you know. Over time, you never know what can happen. Just put pucks on net. And, you know, obviously you couldn't see it from the bench, but the way he reacted, we knew it was in there. You know, unbelievable.
Describe your goal. Where'd the puck hit you? The John shot?
Yeah.
Did you see it when you shot it?
Yeah, yeah. I think I had a pretty good line from when he shot it. And, you know, I think it starts with a good forecheck and a good ozone shift. And, you know, like the same thing. We just put pucks on net and being in front of the net. And, you know, I got rewarded. So, yeah.
That was Jeff on some of what he shared.
No, he just said that he thought his club got better as the game went on. Just how the simple fact that they continue to play like this, they're going to continue to get rewarded. But, yeah, just his giving credit where credit's due. He knew that they were going to come out. Both him and the team collectively knew that the Edmonton Oilers were going to bring their A game, and he was right on that, right? I mean, they came out strong. They were the better team for sure by in large part early on, whether it was getting more shots earlier, playing with more confidence, finishing when they had the opportunity to do so. It was scary early on, and the fact that the Anaheim Ducks just they play better when their backs are against the wall. There's another example of that here tonight. And just as these playoffs continue to progress, that's going to just bode so well for them. The fact that they get better under duress, under pressure, and, you know, teams like Colorado, you're going to need that. Teams like whether it's Dallas or Minnesota coming out of that one. So, boy, there are some tough series that are playing alongside this one here between the Anaheim Ducks and Edmonton Oilers. So this is just great practice for what's ahead.
A lot of tough teams out in the West. We know how tight this playoffs is going to be. And, of course, the winner of this series will play the winner of the Vegas-Utah series. So we'll be keeping our eye on that. But obviously have to take things one game at a time and manage that, just as the team has so well. We're going to take a break here on the post-game show. When we come back, we're going to get over to the text line. So if you want to send us your thoughts on this game here tonight, send us a message right now, 714-439-8422.
The best way to follow the Stanley Cup playoffs is here. The NHL app is your place to get every highlight from every game of every series. Behind-the-scenes playoff content you won't get anywhere else. The most NHL Edge advanced stats. Keeping one through the Stanley Cup final. When it comes to following the anything less, the Stanley Cup playoffs are better on the NHL app.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in. Deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Oh, really? That's great.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
I can't have any more? Why not?
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, Ducks fans! Smart drivers like you know all too well how frustrating rush hour can be. Next time you're in a jam, remember these pro tips from Mercury Insurance. followed too closely and you could cause a pileup. So always keep 3 seconds of following distance behind other cars. Smart drivers don't rely on luck. They rely on great coverage. Switch to Mercury so the next time life throws a slapshot your way, you'll have reliable insurance to back you up. Plus, you could end up saving hundreds. Mercury, smart insurance for smart people.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Come to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
All right, we're back here on the post-game show. Ducks win in overtime tonight, taking game four of this seven-game series with the Edmonton Oilers. 4-3 the final score. Ryan Poehling, the game-winning goal. When the Ducks acquired him from the Philadelphia Flyers last summer, he shared that he was very surprised and he had really loved Philly, but then he got here and said he felt he fit right in, and that's why he signed that extension. We've seen his play progressively get better in the regular season even, and I feel like tonight was just another sign of just how much confidence that he has in his own game, and it's been energized from the team around him.
Well, I'd hope he liked Southern California with that extension interview on the dinghy, right? The infamous dinghy contract extension.
Yes.
Bid.
Duffy, so, Duffy boat, yep.
Yeah, so look, that was a great time there. We all loved this area at that time. We all know he's loving it more now that the Anaheim Ducks are in a position to continue on their season even further with a win next game, and moving on to the second round would be extremely nice, but they have a job to do, right? They got to go up and really come in waves right from the first shift. They need to be the better team, and even in difference into this game, they can't have the Edmonton Oilers coming out with a lead. I mean, a lead like that in a loud building that is Rogers Place, I think it would be a different scenario. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was interesting. Usually you just see the Edmonton Oilers continue to press, but once they got the two-goal lead, you didn't see the same playmaking, the same execution from them, and that's a testament to the good guys just pushing them back, continuing to believe, and boy, did they set themselves up for what could be a huge victory closing this series out next game.
We have to show some love, too, for Jackson Lacombe, what he's been able to do in this postseason. He has another multi-point night. That's three games in a row where he's had multi-point games. And the NHL has taken notice. Everyone around the league, everyone that's a hockey fan, I keep seeing so many things online about him, but he's getting the love that he deserves.
I just love his confidence when he's under duress. He had several cutbacks here tonight in the defensive zone. Offensive zone, yeah, he was creating space for his D partner, all his teammates anytime he was out on the ice. So yeah, he's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. He's smooth, he's confident. I just love when he's being pressured because he just makes everything look so easy.
Yeah, that's a really great point. We saw that a lot in the Ducks' own end too, especially. But Emre, let's get over to the text line. Red from Buena Park said, "Quack quack, Ducks! I'm getting the Mighty Ducks movie vibes from this win. The Ducks' depth has really shown through in their victories, specifically in the third and fourth lines. Jeffrey Viel and Ryan Poehling have scored timely goals, and Tim Washey has done amazing in the faceoff circle. The charts. Let's finish it in five."
Yeah, that Tim Washey faceoff that I'm referring to, it was in the near side from our vantage point, but boy, he kept lifting sticks. He kept fighting to get on the inside, and then he eventually, on his back leg slapped the puck back on what was a big-time draw. So, yeah, he's so prideful when it comes to face-offs. He wants to be the guy. He wants to be the best at it. You can see the coaching staff put him out in all the tough situations, and he does not seize to that pressure. He just goes out and gets the job done.
7-4 in face-offs tonight, 64% for Tim Washey. He's been so good there, and that's what caught the eye of some of the Ducks scouts in when they went to sign Tim Washey. That was something that they really noticed about him from his college game. So another message that we got here: fabulous game, love the winning shot, I cannot wait till my Ducks win game 5 and send the Oilers sliding home. Well, we will be in Edmonton for game 5, but yeah, that works.
Look, this is a huge next game, right? But I keep going back to the simple fact that, you know, definitely Ryan Whitney didn't anticipate that the Anaheim Ducks would have two opportunities in the next two games, both game 5 and game 6, to close it out. So, I mean, that's huge. That, just to have that peace of mind, right? Not that they're going to play down to Edmonton's level, not that they're going to take their foot off the pedal, but it just gives you a little less pressure on the shoulders, right, to enter next game knowing that you have a not just 60 minutes potentially, but 120 to seal this first round.
Well, Emerson, in looking around a little bit online right now, I just wanted to note that there is a lot of people noting that how could the referee see the entire puck? I think in this case, you know, it's one of those scenarios where, of course, the guys in Toronto make the final call, and for the Ducks, the hockey gods were looking out over them tonight.
Yeah, we don't really get
the puck
some
looks
clarity.
Like it's over.
Yeah, the puck, it is, and that's why
it's hard to see the top a little bit.
Yeah. That's why during in real time, when the broadcast was going on, I left it as, oh boy. I mean, a lot of times this doesn't go the team that scores way, just because they're. Isn't really that conclusive evidence that Holders is in the way. It's blocking the view. It always seems like Toronto does maybe have one view that no one else has. I think
they
it would
do
provide
they
clarity.
Have a lot of screens.
Yeah, I think it would
they
provide
do.
Clarity if they a view that solidifies it in their decision. If they would broadcast that out into the hockey world, I think that would clear up a lot. But hey, when it goes our way, we don't ask questions, just move on. You know, wash our hands and just move on to the next game.
Well, how about no more questions now on the postgame
no more
show?
Questions. Let's stop asking us about the good goal, not good goal. It's a good goal.
Yeah, Ducks up 3-1 in the series. Emerson, what is your final quack for tonight?
Just continue to play until the whistle boys or the final buzzer, or they're fighting till the very end. And that's why I love about the squad right now. It's a never back down team. But yeah, it just, there was times over the last few seasons where I remember in Vancouver, they played till the whistle, Ducks didn't, ended up in the back of the Ducks net. There's just several occasions over the last few losing seasons that a lot has changed just because of that play till the whistle mentality, and we're going to need it the rest of the playoffs.
All right, I like that. As for my final quack, I think that I just want to see the Ducks continue to stay on top of the Oilers' best players, because that's who's going to step up in this next game. Their second line has been really good. Draisaitl with 2 points, but I still think Ducks' best players were the better players tonight.
Facts.
And we want to see that continue into Game 5 in Edmonton. That is the next game. And as we're talking about this, need to double-check the start time of Tuesday night's game. It is a 7 o'clock Pacific time game, so that means we're back to a 6:30 pregame show. We've been a little bit all over the place with the starting times, but we'll be back on air at 6:30 on Tuesday night. And if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight, you can on the other side of the break. Otherwise, the final score here at Honda Center, 4-3, an overtime win thanks to Ryan Poehling. The Ducks, of course, get that series 3-1 lead now. For Emerson Edom, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for joining us here on the post-game show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. And make sure to join us back on Tuesday for Game 5, Ducks back in Edmonton, seeing if they can close it out.